This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on my radar about 2 months ago. The name of the company is St. George's Echo Mining Corp. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SXOOF. And if you're up there in Canada, look them up. They're on the CSE under the ticker symbol SX. I'm super excited to have this gentleman coming on my show. I think it's one of the most under-discovered technology/metals company that's going to be discovered here very shortly. And with us today to bring us up to speed is the Chief Operating Officer and Director, Mr. Frank Dumas. Frank, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Before we get started, just 15, 20 seconds, if you would, just give us a little bit of an about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Well, St. George is an exploration company initially that actually include over time more and more metallurgy and green tech processing development. And we own all the active license in the country of Iceland for mineral resource. We do own different advanced and grassroots projects for exploration in Quebec for nickel, copper, and cobalt. Our main focus on the mining side of things, on the metal side of things, is tragic metals, metals that will be involved in the next or the new economy, the green tech economy, the new green electric grids, and the electric vehicles. And we also are selling or developing our processing technology in collaboration with other mining companies that have in the U.S., in Nevada, for example, that have some of the largest lithium resource known to humankind. We also have recently a branch and started to operate in battery recycling and battery recycling technology development, as we're not operating yet into any industrial operation. But we are preparing that. We are on the verge within the next few quarters to be a battery recycler.
Well, let me ask you this. You guys have a lot of projects going on. You have a lot of subsidiaries. That being said, what is the focus? What connects them all together?
I think it's really that. It's the fact that we're looking at we're looking at the problematics that you're going to get from an electric vehicle and the whole industry around it from 10,000 feet and saying, how do we connect all this together? How do we get it from the mines to the public and then back via the recycling? And how all these technology that we've developed over the years can be used at the different stage of the whole life cycles of these minerals. And that's really the main focus, and we're looking at additional source to exploration also for these metals.
I want to talk about your technology. You put out a press release about a month ago, maybe a little bit longer, about royalties and leasing out your technologies. Explain to my listeners what you guys are so excited about over there about it.
Well, this particular agreement was regarding battery recycling. And it, you know, probably in a lesser extent, the extraction of lithium out of lithium in clay type of mineral deposit. Now, these are the deposit that are known to be the biggest deposit of lithium in the world. They could be, like, for example, Nevada has a lot of these. And they're not commercially exploited right now because no technology existed until recently. Now there's some competing technologies being developed. We're one of them. That will make Nevada the Saudi Arabia of lithium. For me, they'll put back the United States in the driver's seats, which they're not right now. The country is dependent on China for the production of lithium. And this is a big, big problem. It's a massive, tragic issue. And I think that a lot of the people in the lithium patch in Nevada right now are about to fix that problem. And but the there's a lot of these projects also, and a lot of projects around the world that don't have technology to go after it. And the licensing agreement we've done is to allow us to have an agency or selling arm via the partners that will go out and introduce us to these people. Now, in terms of what we're doing on the battery side, that's also super exciting because there's a lot of ins and outs in that business. From the electric lift that you have in the warehouse to your Model S Tesla, there's a lot of battery on there, and that's just for the vehicles. If you look at the also all the amount of nickel cadmium batteries, like your domestic batteries, AA, AAA batteries that you're throwing out in the trash, this is for us. It's gold. It's a source of cheap nickel. Actually, very high-grade nickel, but cheap for us to get because our process work with it. And we think that there's a good chance it's scalable to an industrial level. We don't know that just yet.
Now, speaking of batteries, and I didn't want to interrupt you, but speaking of batteries, you guys just got your first shipment of batteries here in the last couple of days. Is that correct?
Yes. We got a shipment early this week that came from an integrator. And so we got a Model S, Model 3, the fielded batteries from Tesla. We got also some dismantled battery from them. We got a few volts also. And I think we might have a bolt in there, not sure. But we got some General Motors batteries also. And yesterday morning, we got a surprise that we were getting some pallets at the plant. And we got Toyota and Nissan. And we're trying to figure out at this point who sent that to us. It came from an integrator. The integrator are usually the people that work with the different car makers for the recycling process. If you look, for example, at the old battery, the old car batteries, the one with the lead in it and the acid,
right.
Most of it has to be recycled by the car maker and or the battery manufacturer, and they have a network usually of recyclers and scrapyards and integrators or aggregators that collect them for them. And the same thing is actually happening right now with the EV car batteries. But we're at the early, you know, it's very early in the life cycle of that business because they just started to get these batteries back.
Speaking of focusing, you guys are focused on metallurgical processing. Explain to my listeners, what is that exactly?
Well, it's really the process of taking the mineral from its the form that it comes to the plant, to the technology plant or to the industrial plant, and then turning it into a sellable product. Could be a concentrate, could be a metal. But you take the rocks out of the field, or you take the mud, or you take the clay, and whatever happens between that clay, you know, having that clay dump on your property and then sold as a lithium hydroxide at the end, that would be the metallurgical process. And so there's a few well-known processes. There's some processes in the public domain that are applying to these things with different rate of success. Some of them recuperate 30% of the material in the rocks. So you're going to get like lithium, I would say, at 1% in the rocks. You know there's 1% lithium content in the 1 ton that you're getting, but you're only taking out, you know, 30, 40 kilograms or 60 pounds of lithium out of that rocks. And what we're doing, where we're coming in, and what's our force, is to improve on these processes or to come up with totally different process, totally disruptive, innovative process that will allow us to go more in the 90, 95, 100% range of recuperation.
I want to switch gears here and talk about your team. You know, I always tell everybody that looks at stocks, especially on the OTC markets, about putting together great teams. One of the gentlemen that has joined your team is Paul Pelosi. How did that come about, and where does he fit into the process?
Well, Paul has a long history of being involved in environmental initiative, and he was involved with other companies that had that projects to do battery recycling. What I need to be candid with you and your listeners that like 6 months ago, we didn't care about batteries. And it's not because it's suddenly popular. It's because we were just idiots. We had no idea. We had batteries in our patent that we filed for one of our processes back in 2017, 2018. So we have a U.S. provisional patent filing out there. And we had a long section about battery recycling, but for us, our main focus, we had our nose like very close to one problem, and we couldn't see, you know, the big picture. We were looking at lithium in clay and extracting that for our partner in Nevada. And our goal was to deliver this year, the final step on this, and then maybe put some money aside, come up with a small budget, and start to look at the battery recycling, because we expect, right, you know, that to be a market in the future. Something happened, something disruptive happened in between. You elected Joe Biden. But suddenly, electric car became essential, important, and urgent. And with that, the biggest problem that electric car have, which is the recycling of what the EPA consider as a very as a big nuisance.
Correct.
It's a controlled substance, even. It has to be managed a certain way. So Paul was with another company, and as they were looking at their different options as a process, as a methodological process to recuperate the material out of the battery, they read a bunch of patents, and they came across ours. And so, well, this one is a bit out there. You know, it's kind of, it's not on the left field, it's outside the stadium. Let's talk to these guys to see if they're just crazy or if this thing works. So they came, you know, they came in contact with us. We signed some NDAs. We start to talk. And I said, why don't you, what do you think? How do you think this translate? We know we can see that it works with hard rocks. It works with a mineral resource in the clay. How does it translate to the battery? And we decide to test a few batteries just to have an idea of what kind of challenge we would have. And we expect that it would take a few million dollars in a few years to stabilize the process, or to bring the process from the mineral side to the battery side. And it took 3 weeks. And in three
wow.
weeks, we got fantastic results. We never realized we were sitting on a gold mine until we made these tests. Until a guy like Paul Pelosi barged in and said, you guys should test some batteries. And I said, ah, why not? You know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Everybody's sitting at home. We have guys at the lab that have not much to do because of that, because we're waiting for confinement to be raised again, like to be lifted here in Quebec. Why don't we test these batteries while we have them available? We had a few batteries. We had a few computer batteries. We had some EV cars, battery, dismantled batteries. So we test them.
So, Frank, let me ask you this. So where do you see yourself in the battery market in general? How do you guys fit into the process?
So that's really, it's really because of Paul. Paul brought us into that market. He came to us as a potential supplier, realized what we had was so good that he wanted to be on our side instead of continuing to work on the other side. So he left the other companies to come and join us and to be full-time with us. So Paul, being the now the president of the subsidiary that we create strictly for that, just to do battery recycling and battery recycling technology. So there's two ways. We want to do some of it ourselves, and we want also to license the technology to other operators. Now, we are starting a feasibility study with the Quebec government and with the Canadian government and some regional investors in the Quebec North Shore. So we have a target plant in mine, and that's an old plant that could be transformed, and two other secondary sites in the same area. It's a deep sea port. It's we have the social access. We think we have the social acceptability over there. Like, people seem to be very receptive to us. So we should have this feasibility study done probably by, you know, before midsummer, and have a go no go decision then. And if that's a go decision, that means that by December or maybe same time next year, if we talk again, we should have battery being processed. Now, we're doing two things also. While everybody's focusing on the electric car battery because that's sexy, that's interesting, it's trendy, there's a bigger problem to decide right now. That's a current problem. That's not a problem that's going to be there in 5 years. It's the domestic battery, your nickel cadmium battery. The AA, AAA battery. And these batteries,
right,
realized, we found out also by mistake, consequence of Paul forcing us to, you know, or telling us to test the EV, we test those batteries also. And it's fantastic. We're getting very good results. We're getting type 1 nickel out of it. Same nickel that you need for the electric car battery. Same nickel that's going to be in high demand because there's not enough out there.
And you're probably getting it cheaper this way too, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's a lot cheaper, and it's a lot cheaper than how it's going to cost soon, because the more, you know, if you ask all the nickel producer in the world right now to increase their production, first, there's a lag time. It takes a while to retool or to bring equipment to produce in excess. But they're also going to go after nickel that's tougher to get, because what they usually produce first is the easiest to get, the cheapest to get. So that cost of nickel is going to increase just on the producer side of things, just on the cost of production. And so we're coming in with a source that could replace a mine, like a major mine, just by recycling what people put in the garbage.
Well, Frank, I want to thank you for coming on the show. We got about 30 seconds left, and I'm going to give you the last word. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, I think that what they need to understand is we are at a very good place right now. We're fully financed for all the initiatives that we're planning to deploy over the next 12 to 18 months. We're going to have a lot of results coming in. This is not a story. It's not a fly-by-night. It's going to take time, but we're building a solid base, and we think that we're building like a company that's going to have a very, very interesting potential over the next few years.
My guest today has been Frank Dumas. He is the Chief Operating Officer and Director of St. George's Echo Mining Corp. For me, it's one of the most undervalued technology mining companies on the OTC markets. Take a look at them. They're trading around 50 cents a share, American money. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SXOOF. And if you're up there in Canada, look them up. They're on the CSE under the ticker symbol SX. Frank, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 50 or 60 days and give us an update. I would greatly appreciate that.
Thank you for your time.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.